three more Nick 10 teams to get to, the first of which are the Auburn Knights, who have a first-year head coach under J.P. Toldo, taking over from Dan Appino. Coach, you've been with the Auburn Knights for a few years before this, stepping into the head coaching position. What's this offseason been like for you preparing for year one as the head coach?
Yeah, it's been a busy offseason. We've got a good group of kids who we think had a good summer, got a strong senior class and a strong junior class, so it's been busy.
What's been the biggest transition for you from assistant to head? I mean, you've seen a lot of head coaches. We've been with them for a long time, but what's been the biggest transition?
I think it's just all the behind-the-scenes things. I mean, you don't really know exactly how much coach was doing before you actually take it over. So that's really been the biggest change.
And then also, I mean, it's got to help a little bit. You see first-year head coach. There's a process of getting to know your head coach, but you've been around these players for a while. I mean, that's got to make that transition a lot easier, that continuity. You played for Coach Appino at Boylan. You know that process very well, what to demand of athletes throughout that offseason. I mean, as much as the clerical work might be legitimately the only difference for what you want to do, because you know this process very well.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to evaluate everything that we're doing, from practice to the weight room to our schemes. And we did that every year before this. So, we're going to throw tweaks in here and there. But, yeah, the process of what it takes to be a quality football team, that's there.
What is the stamp that you're going to put on this team? I mean, again, you take note of a man that's been very successful. You've been with it for a long time, and you don't want to shake up too much. But yet, it's your team now. So even if it's something subtle things, what are some of the things that are kind of your stamp that you want to maybe ingrain, whether it be early now or something that will come as time progresses?
Yeah, we definitely want to continue being a spread football team. We want to just be fast and really violent on the field. And, you know, one of the big things is we want to get back to the fundamentals. We want to make sure that, we're just playing very disciplined football.
Mm-hmm. And you brought a couple of great players with you as well. Devontae Stanfield with us, a junior, and Tavares Thomas Dawson, a junior as well, going to play big parts for the Auburn Knights. Gentlemen, coming to this year, talk to me about what your goals were. If you were with sophomore last year, now moving to junior, if you were playing varsity last year, what were your goals throughout this offseason to try to get better so that by the time you got to practice last Monday, coach wasn't wondering about your conditioning, coach didn't have to worry about doing any of that. What were your biggest goals through the offseason to make sure you were ready?
Last year with me playing varsity, and I went out with an injury, so my offseason was really like a lot of work getting me back right with my knee and everything. So, I was on a lot of therapy going on and everything, came back during the summer a little bit. I still had tweaks here and there, but I think I'll do good with everything for the offseason, getting ready for the season.
Well, it's just like showing up every day to practice, working hard in the drill that you're doing, and like no complaining on the field. If the drill is too hard or not, just do the drill as it is, for you won't have to do more than what the drill is. Well, have to do more.
So I want to know, how much different is it right now? I know Coach Pino's still around, but how much different is it now? And maybe you can't tell me the truth with Coach sitting right next to you. I don't know. But how much different has it been now, this offseason and this first 2 weeks of training camp?
To be honest, it haven't been a difference at all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is just like he's just stepping down to be a coach, to where like Coach Pino can step up and be a head coach. So like Coach Pino, he's like, how can I put it? Yeah, like less involved. He just one position coach.
What about the personalities out there? Is there certain things that you maybe get away with Coach Appino that you can't now with Coach Toldo, or vice versa? I shouldn't say get away with, because it's going to sound like you were not doing your job, but is one more vocal than the other? Is one? I want to get a sense of what practice is like. I hope he's going to hand it off.
Well, I've not no difference, because, we've been with them since our freshman year, so, we still got Coach Appino there, and Coach Toldo is our head coach, so, Coach Toldo ain't going to let it slide with no stuff that we want to do with Coach Appino and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Coach, you guys, before we got on the air here, you guys look at our magazine, and we made a comment that we shouldn't let you guys look at magazines before because of our predictions and such like that. And let's be honest, across the board, we have Auburn down, but you guys finished second last year at 8-1 and had a very good season. And I'll say, from my standpoint of pitching, it is based solely on the fact that it looked like you lost a lot of talent from graduation. That's kind of what I went by. You did lose a lot of grad talent, but convince me that what you got in replacing is just as strong, if not stronger.
Yeah. Obviously, last year we had a pretty heavy senior class. And to be quite honest, we're just focused on ourselves right now. We're just trying to make sure that with this younger group of kids that we're locked into what our assignment is and doing our job to the best of our ability. We're not overly concerned with, end-of-season predictions and,
yep.
and things
sure.
like that right now. We're focused on Monday's practice and our first game.
Well, coming off of the inter-squad scrimmage last night and then a week of practice, what are those target areas for you? Where do you feel like you have to really lock it in before Friday so that you put your best foot forward to start the year?
I think we definitely need to, shore up fundamentals. We want to make sure that our defense is sound in tackling, and then, want to continue to improve our run game and our pass game as well. We'll evaluate. We started to evaluate the film today. Obviously, we'll continue tomorrow just to shore up a solid game plan, but it's really just going back to the basics.
Well, and under Coach Pino, this time, because I went to Boylan, I saw my friends go through that process there, saw him bring that same program over to Auburn. Coach Toldo put the same things in place. They ask a lot of you guys. They do not mess around in terms of what they expect you to be doing and to show up and to put that work in. So what are some of the things that, whether it's during the summer or even when you get to camp, that when the time you get there, you're really dreading? You know a certain drill is coming. You know a certain conditioning test is coming. What's the thing that you really dread and you know is coming, but you know it's going to make you a better player?
We do a thing almost every summer called four quarters. It just helps us. We do a lot of different drills, get us tired and stuff. We got little water breaks here and there. But it's just basically to see on how we is physically, mentally, and how our body is and stuff during our drills and stuff. And, we be tired here and there, but, we just can't give up on doing this. So, we got to keep doing it.
What's the specifics of the drill? Oh, you don't want to give that away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Okay.
The guys who have gone through it know it, but
okay.
Other than that, keep that one close to the vest.
Okay. It sounds good. Hey, Coach, you talk about strengths here on your questionnaire. Athletic defense, so a very strong defense, and your running game. So talk a bit about that. And then you mentioned, of course, young and inexperienced at quarterback. So who is going to be the quarterback and how ready is he to go?
So I'll go ahead and start with the defense. Obviously, last year we had a number of all-conference players on that side of the ball. So we are trying to, find new guys for those roles. And as of last night, we think we've got some solid guys to go there that can continue the type of defense that we want to play.
Statistically, we're the best defense in the league last year, at least by points allowed. So.
I'll make sure I let my team coordinator know that. And then as far as the run game goes, we've got three returning starters on the offensive line. We have a lot of confidence in our scheme and then with our coaches as well. We have three really terrific offensive line coaches. And we've got some good talent up there along with a lot of running backs coming back. So Donnell Hill and Brian Lee, Stephon Stevens, newcomer with Tavares Dawson and Maurice Huntley. So we think it'll be a good mix.
Okay. And speaking on the quarterback position, you had an experience coming in, so how's that kind of shaping up? It's still early.
Yeah, well, so right now we got a two-man battle between Kamani Sanders and then Tavares over here. So
okay.
Tavares brings something a little different to the table than Kamani does. He had an okay night last night. He's got a lot of things that we talked about today during our meetings that he's got to improve upon. But we're just taking things one day at a time.
Well, Coach, if we can get that mic down to Devontae here, I'm going to put him on the hot seat.
Right.
He's the one who's asked to award the superlatives to his teammates. He's got to decide who the best at certain things are. Who's your teammate, Devontae, that you would most want to give the pregame speech in the locker room before you guys go out? Yeah, that's a tough one. Who brings the fire? If someone had to step in, they're all consulting with each other.
Yeah,
they
got
to think this one over. We got to make sure we get this one right because then week one will be a lot more difficult.
We got two. I can't really think of one because, it's two of them that brings the fire to everybody, make sure that we are good on the field and everything. One of them would be Lance Morgan and the other one would be Brian Lee. They both bring the intensity to practice. keep everybody heads up and stuff, you know, help everybody that, you know, not doing what they're doing. So, you know, I say both of them. Can't say one.
Who's your best dressed teammate? Who's got the most style?
I have to say Maurice Williams. He's probably the best dresser when it comes down to it.
And then on the opposite side of it, who's the guy that shows up in ratty gym shorts and the cutoff T-shirt every day? Who's your worst dressed teammate? I think Tavares is getting it.
Yeah, he's getting it. I think so.
We're selling selling Tavares
he's
down
there. Fighting
it,
but.
I like that. I like that. Tying to the teammates, all right? Coach is stepping in and making sure you don't make any enemies in the locker room. I like that. What teammate has the most sauce?
Yeah, Stephon Stevens. He got the most sauce on the team.
I like that. I like that. Who is most likely to get the aux cord pre or post game with the playlist?
Everybody.
It gets passed around a lot.
Everybody.
What's on the playlist if you have it? Hey, the SEC doesn't care about artists and titles, guys. We don't need the lyrics. I just want to know what's on there.
We got a lot of different stuff on there. We just don't got like certain ones. A lot of different.
Okay.
On there.
I like that. All right. Whoa. Coach is trying to get the country on the playlist.
Doesn't work, huh?
Only if there's a certain score on the board at the end of the game, then country comes on in the post game.
That's right. You guys don't want to hear this. You got out there and play.
Randy, anything else you got for the Knights?
No, I don't. Well, like I said, it's just kind of the weight what you've seen so far, Coach Toldo, and of this team so far. Is this a team that can repeat that second place finish and even take that next step up? What's it going to take? What's it going to look like at the end of the season?
Well, I think we need to be more consistent. We need to be more focused. Last night was a good measuring tool, but we definitely have a lot of areas that we need to get back locked in on. So there's talent there. We're just trying to take things one day at a time and enjoy the ride.
All right.